San Diego Mission Academy, operated by Alta Vista Public Charter, Inc., Tuesday, September the 22nd, 2020, at 1 o'clock. On March 17, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies covered by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above, and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to Dean Mendoza at sdmissionacademy.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the public agenda. As required by state law, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. So we're going to call the meeting to order with a roll call. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck?
Present.
Mike Malloy?
Present.
John George?
Present.
Barbara Willebrand? Present. So we have a quorum. And so now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm going to do it. I'm going to ask you all to put your phones on mute and put your right hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Right. So now we're going to go into staff introduction. We'll start with corporate officers.
Thank you, Madam President. Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Jerry?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer. Thank you.
That's all right. Okay, and then school staff.
Christine Cassis, Area Superintendent.
And this is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Kevin Ogden, I'm the liaison to the Charter Authorizer.
All right, welcome. School Legal Counsel.
Yeah, so Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
And advisors who are supporting the agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
All righty. Other staff who wish to introduce themselves? All right. Welcome, everyone. So now we're going to go to E, approve agenda for the September 22nd, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I hope everyone has read this. Are there any questions or discussion on E? Can I have a motion and a second to approve and second E?
Mike Malloy makes a motion. Board Member George seconds the motion.
Mike Malloy motioned and John George seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Gordon?
Aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand? Aye. So E has been approved unanimously. So now we're on F. Approved minutes of the August 18, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. And we should have all read that. Is there any questions or discussions on that? Can I get a motion and a second?
Claudia Beck will make a motion to approve as
Barbara Willebrand second. Okay, so Claudia Beck motioned and Barbara Willebrand seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Doerr?
John Doerr?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So that has passed unanimously. So now we're on. Am I on Sue now? I get ENF, right? Stay with me, everybody. Did I send a
draft? Yes,
okay, good. All right, thank you. Consent agenda. All items listed of the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve of all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. Number one, the board will be asked to approve revisions to the 2020-21 Parent Student Handbook, revising the section on academic integrity and plagiarism. Two, the board will be asked to approve the updated special education master plan. Is there anyone who wants either one or two removed for further discussion? Or is there any discussion or questions about 2A? Can I get a motion and a second?
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to approve item 2, 1 and 2.
Barbara Willebrand? Okay, so Claudia Beck's motion, Barbara Willebrand is second. So we'll vote Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Don George?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
Okay, so the consent agenda has passed unanimously. So now we're on public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comments will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide directions to staff, or reschedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone from the public who would like to introduce herself? And Vanessa, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Vanessa Mendoza reporting that no public comments have been received via the email provided on the agenda. Thank you.
So now we're on 4, school reports and information. Area Superintendent update, Dr. Kasich.
Thank you, Board President. Very short update today. However, it's exciting. We now have 158 students, which is an increase of 15 students from our August board meeting. And we now have 2 graduates. We had a total of 6 students in grades 7 and 8, and the remainder of our students are in high school, which is an exciting growth in our program. I would also like to take a moment to introduce our new principal for San Diego Mission Academy, Jenna Yunus. She was previously the assistant principal, and her qualifications were that such that we chose her to be principal of the school. Jenna, if you're on the line, would you like to take a moment to say hi?
Hello, board. Thank you for having me today, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Welcome, Jenna.
Welcome, Jenna. This is Carol Stanford.
And that concludes my update.
That's what I was going to have. All right, thank you so much. So now we're on 5, action items. The board will be asked to approve the learning continuity plan for the 2020-21 school year. And this is Dr. Kasich.
Hi, board. All schools must adopt a learning continuity plan by September 30th. And once approved by the school's governing board, a copy of the plan will be posted to the school's website and also submitted to the school's authorizer and county office of education. Copy of the school's draft learning continuity plan was posted to the school's website 72 hours prior to the public hearing held during the August regular public board meeting. The website has since been updated to reflect the final learning continuity plan being presented to the board for their review and approval. The additional timeline of a public hearing and vote was intended to allow for communication of decisions that will guide how instruction will occur during the 2020-21 school year. This includes in-person instruction. I'd like to remind the board, though, as a fully virtual school, San Diego Mission Academy does not have in-person instruction. According to health guidance and distance learning while providing critical opportunities for stakeholder engagement. For our plan, we did have input from our parents, students, and staff, which resulted in addition of additional communication with parents and students. Students asked for more guidance from their teachers and being held more accountable. Parents just wanted to have more communication with the school so they understand what is going on. And our staff asked for more resources, especially with distance learning and students who are now encountering more struggles due to COVID, both personally and within their own families. So we've added those aspects to our plan and also the staff that would support those. Those are the changes and updates to the plan that was made from the public hearing. And we've posted that, and it's available for you in your packet. Does the board have any questions?
Yeah, Christina, just quite a bit. Are your students, are they doing well with some of the technical problems that they might be having, or what are we doing to help them?
Our teachers are providing additional tech support to the students. We also provide technology when the student needs, like, a computer or access to the internet. Those things are directly provided to the student. And when they are provided, we make sure that the student understands how to use the technology. We just don't ship it to them and expect them to know how to use it. We provide that additional instruction.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Carol Stanford. Did you get a lot of parents who responded to your survey?
It depends on your definition of a lot. I believe we had between 20 and 30. Which for our parents is a lot.
Good. Any other questions? All right. If being no further questions, can I get a motion and a second to approve 5A?
Mike Malloy, we have a motion. John Dorch, second.
Mike Malloy motioned and John Dorch seconded, so we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Gillibrand?
Aye.
So 5A passes unanimously. So now we're on to 5B. The board will be asked to approve the charter hardship waiver policy for students who are overage, credit deficient, at risk of not graduating due to circumstances related to COVID-19. The charter hardship waiver policy will be applied to seniors graduating in the 2020-21 school year. Dr. Kasich.
Thank you, Board President. Board, this is the result of our numerous discussions we've had during several board meetings over the past few months. I created a packet based on your recommendations to bring to this board meeting to support our seniors who are overage, who are classified as adult students, that are credit deficient and at risk for not graduating, for whom a reduced credit diploma would greatly benefit them during the time of COVID-19. There is an application process that undergoes review at the local level of the school and then by two additional area superintendents to ensure that we're upholding the integrity of our program.
All right. Any questions or discussion? Can I get a motion and a second?
Barbara Gillibrand motion.
Claudette Beck second.
Barbara Gillibrand motion. Claudette Beck second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye. Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Gillibrand?
Aye.
So B has passed unanimously. So now we're on C. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. Dr. Kasich.
Hi, Board. I would like to refer to Gita's expertise on this area of the charter school accounting manual and the revisions that were done.
Thank you. Hello, Board. So there were two insertions. Additions to the accounting manual. If you look at the last page of your PDF, they're red lines. One is for the whole program under the gift of public funds for pregnant teens and pregnant parenting students. It says, I'll read it out. It says, whole program student support for personal care, such as diapers, formulas, not exceeding $100 per student. And then also restricted donation. The school is anticipating receiving donations. So it's, I'll read that out. It says restricted donations to support basic needs for students can be distributed based on school guidelines for items such as food, transportation, school supplies, and such. during COVID-19 pandemic, not exceeding $150 in value per student. And that concludes my section, and if there's any questions, you may, I may answer. Thank you.
Any questions, Board? If not, can I get a motion and a second to approve C?
Barbara Wilburn, motion.
Claudette Beck, second.
Barbara Wilburn, motion. Claudette Beck, seconded. So we'll vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorth?
Aye.
Barbara Wilburn?
Aye.
Votes passed unanimously, C. So now we're on 6, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. Yes, I would like to congratulate Dr. Kessis and the new principal, Janet. I know how difficult it is when you're working in a growing program and the problems that you have to go through to achieve your goals. You're working toward them, and I want to congratulate you for that. Thank you. And I really want to thank the board for their due diligence and their concerns and their observations and their projected ideas. Board, thank you so much. It's important to us, especially us that come to you with our hat in our hands saying, take a look at what we're doing. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I agree, Jeff, that we are all very blessed to work together with such a united group, the board and the superintendent. And Jenna, welcome. I'm excited about your role and what you will do with and for the students. And I couldn't agree more, Jeff, with what you said. Thank you.
All right. Any other comments?
Yes, I'd like to just welcome Jenna, president, president.
Principal.
Yeah, principal. Yeah, what I'm trying to say. Okay. You can be president, principal. Yeah, there you go. I'd like to welcome you too. Thank you very much.
All right, this is Cheryl Stanford. I believe I met you, Jenna, down when I was doing a WASP down in San Diego. You were there when you were vice principal, so or assistant principal, I believe. So, welcome. Anybody else?
Yes.
All right, can I get a motion and a second to adjourn?
Barbara Wilburn, motion.
Claudette
Beck. Mike Malloy, second.
Okay, so Barbara Wilburn, motion, and Claudette Beck, second. Sorry, Mike. So we're going to vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dort?
Aye.
Barbara Wilburn?
Aye.
So we are officially adjourned. Thank you all for attending this meeting.